Welcome to 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. I'm your host, Peter Anderson. For the past few weeks, we have focused on what it means for Christians as individuals and congregations to be peculiar, different, distinctive, special, set apart. This week, we will take a pause and replay some episodes from the past. Today, we replay episode 19 from November 2020, Gratitude in a Crisis, part of our series, 10 Ways to Thrive in Hard Times. First Thessalonians 5 verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Paul didn't say that we ought to practice gratitude when things are going well. He said at all times, in every situation, whatever is going on, including in the middle of a crisis, when times could not be any harder, give thanks. He adds in Colossians 3 verse 17, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Paul underscores the importance of living as a grateful person. Whatever we say or do should reflect hearts overflowing with thanksgiving to God. As cliche as practicing gratitude may sound, it can make you more hopeful. Thinking about all that you are grateful for puts things in a new and happier perspective, which naturally makes you more hopeful. Small seeds of gratitude will produce a harvest of hope. That's the title of an Abundant Life Christian journal. Eckhart Tolle, teacher and author, once wrote, acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. Yes, you might have struggles. Yes, times might be hard. Yes, the road ahead might be uncertain. Yes, your friends may have abandoned you. Your relationships may have fallen apart. Yes, it might feel like you're standing in quicksand. Yes, it might feel like nobody understands. But a general attitude of thanksgiving in both the trials and blessings of life distinguishes the Christian. When we pray and give thanks to God, even when it's hard to, we are promised to be given grace and faith. Colossians 3 verse 15 tells us, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. The peace in the storm is only possible as a gift from God. When you call on God and he grants you this peace, you have more than enough reason to be thankful. Don Moen's worship song directs us to give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Even in your poverty, even in your weakness, even in your disadvantage, even in your trials, even in your tribulations, there are reasons to give thanks. Why? Psalm 136 verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. We give thanks because the Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. The Lord continues to love us and bless us in the middle of our crisis. In an article appearing in a Harvard Medical School newsletter, the author asserts that with gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. Taking time to do this is important during times of crisis as it allows a person to shift perspective, allay fears and anxiety, and maintain a positive outlook in the face of uncertainty. Expressing gratitude can help people feel more connected to others. Those who are grateful maintain overall wellness through a positive outlook and connection to something larger than themselves. But it is not enough to feel gratitude. You must consistently express it. William Arthur Ward once said, "Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it." Well, here are 10 ways for you to show gratitude. It's an unofficial top 10 list, as it is the second one this week. Number one, write down the names of 3 people for whom you're grateful that they're in your life and specify reasons why. Number two, keep a gratitude journal. Make it a habit to write down thoughts about the gifts you have received each day. Don't forget to take notes of the little blessings. Number three, at the end of each week, acknowledge someone who made a difference in your life that week. This could even include strangers. Write a thank you note. Write a thank you letter expressing your enjoyment and appreciation of someone's impact on your life. Send it, or better yet, deliver and read it in person if possible. Make a habit of sending at least 1 gratitude letter a month. Occasionally, write some of these letters to God. And from time to time, write them to yourself. Number 5, be generous with compliments to loved ones, to people who might challenge you, to strangers, even to yourself. Number 6, volunteer for something unpleasant. Number 7, when you're out and about, select a few small but thoughtful gifts for those you love just to show you are thinking about them. Number 8, be a generous tipper. Number 9, smile. Don't be afraid that people might call you the Cheshire Cat. Make it a habit to smile all the time, including at strangers, and continue smiling even if people don't smile back. Number 10, always say thank you. Psalm 118, verses 28 to 29 says, "You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Once again, a reminder of the steadfast love of God. Are you struggling today? Be grateful to God for who he is and what he has done in spite of who you are and what you have done. Reading scriptures about gratitude can encourage your faith no matter what you are facing. Look for things around you that you can appreciate and express gratitude. Heavenly Father, teach us today and every day to give you an offering of thanksgiving and praise. Help us to be grateful at all times and in all circumstances. Friends, that's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Be thankful and live life to the full today.